Next case.
Case number 12855, Carolyn Colucci seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures, sections 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Pintail Drive within the Swan Keys subdivision. The 911 address is 37009 Pintail Drive in Selbyville. The zoning district is the GR. Tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 19. The applicant is seeking a 1.8-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed deck and a 1.1-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing shed. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening, Keith. State your name and address for the record.
Yes, sir. My name is Evan Hickey, and my address is 17088 Ward Boulevard, Milford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. You may present your case.
Good evening, and thank you. I'm here representing Carolyn as the contractor. I'm here requesting a variance for her property to build a deck off the side of her structure, of her house. So I'm requesting a variance of 1 foot 4 inches. I apologize for the wrong information originally, but it's 1 foot 4 inches from the 5-foot setback off the property line, the side boundary. She had a previous deck that had a variance that was 8 foot 5 inches. It got torn down, so we couldn't go off of that variance for those reasons. Her property is shallow and skinny, so given the space off to the side of her house, we're just trying to get that extra foot and 4 inches so that we can have adequate space on the deck. So that's what we're requesting.
Ms. Norwood, you had indicated the variances that are needed. Can you just recite those again? I want to make sure we're reconciling those right.
Yeah, unless I had the numbers wrong. I had stated a 1.8-foot variance from the 5-foot for the deck. And then we included the shed on the opposite side, 1.1-foot variance from the 5-foot.
And would that be the front shed or the rear shed?
The rear shed.
Okay, because the front shed, the prior variance says it was supposed to be 10 inches off, and it looks like it's a little, we may need one for that also. We're just trying to make sure we have all of
it. I do know that front shed had a variance, so I might have just rolled with
it. When I was going through it, it looked like it may not have been placed in exact conformity with what the prior request was.
The CO has been issued on that too by now, but.
Okay, so we got a CO on the front one,
yes.
But the rear one we do not.
Correct.
Okay, very good. So now I'm going to go back to you, Mr. Hinkey. Did I get that right? You said it's a 1.4-foot variance?
I believe.
Or is it?
That was given my math, so I mean, you're probably right. That's on me. So
that's fine.
I'm trying to build.
I just want to make sure we have it right.
An 8-foot deck. It's 11 foot 8 inches from the, you know, the full length of the boundary line to the house. So subtracting, 8 feet, that gives us, yep, she's.
That sounds right, 1.4.
Yeah.
Look at you, Mr. Werfel. So, okay.
Sorry.
Very good. We just want to make sure we had.
Yeah, because on my original application, obviously I'm terrible at math, you know. But yeah, it should be 1.4.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And I guess additionally, the only other things that I've noticed while being there and evaluating the space for the structure that I'm trying to build, the landscape, due to the water being right there off the back of her house, gets really wet and like the ground is just super, it's not really good for actually entertaining or being in the yard. So I was trying to get that extra space on the deck so that she had more usable space on her property in general.
So she has some flooding in the back.
Yeah, and on the back right side where I'm trying to build a deck there.
Okay. When was the house built?
I'm not sure of that information.
So. Okay. Have they talked to the neighbors?
I have not. I've looked at their properties. They also have variances, I believe.
And they're welcome to come up and be sworn in.
Sorry, we're also, but they also have variances on the property. I don't know if the neighbors have said anything.
They're fine.
They're fine, okay. Yeah, so the only thing I'd say is that the other neighbors do have decks that encroach upon their, they're a couple feet away from their fence, so.
A smaller deck wouldn't work?
No, not for the space, just to have adequate space on top of the deck. And I'm getting less of a variance than the 8.5 feet of the previous deck. So just enough to be a standard size deck, in my opinion. And I know that's the opinion of each homeowner for what's an adequate size. So for her, 8 feet would be adequate for the variance.
Is there steps to access the deck, or is it from the inside the house?
So in my plans, which I don't have here, but when I get the permit I'll have, it's going to go 8 feet out exactly, and then continue down the length of her property to her current steps, and then she'll use those, and I'll have a railing, of course, around.
Yep. Was the previous deck already removed?
Yeah, that's why I can't use that variance. It was already removed when I...
So that she had an 8.5 foot deck, you're wanting to build back an 8 foot deck?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know, does she have furniture she's planning to put on the deck, or why is it that she needs 8 feet?
I haven't asked. I was going off my own opinion of, you know, a couch being 88 inches, whichever direction she wants it to face, given the sunset, and, you know, those sorts of things in mind. But additionally, you know, if you want to build a pergola or something in the future for future development, just to have that sort of space.
So the... The idea is that this gives her space that she can have visitors and
be
outside with her visitors.
When she gets to that point, yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Sharp?
So I want to make sure I got this right. The rear of the property, approximately 21 feet of it is in the lagoon.
Yes.
And then additional parts of the rear yard flood.
Yes, the rear where I'm trying to build, the rear right side, I've noticed while being there and, you know, doing all my measurements and all, does have flooding on that back side. It's always extremely wet. And so is the rest of her yard, actually, but I'm not building there. So,
how high is this deck going to be?
It's right under the slider door. I want to say, I can't remember exactly, it's like 4 courses a block, so... I want to say approximately 48 inches or 54 inches, somewhere around there, but right under her slider door.
And is that the same height as the prior deck that was in that space?
Yes. Yep. It's still there from when it was torn down, the joists, so I can see the exact spot that it was. And it looks like it had a 36-inch railing.
And I'm guessing, I see there's a ground level deck to
also
the, below
demolished.
That. So that's no longer there. And I'm guessing that due to that flooding, there was not the ability to use like a patio or anything because it gets too wet.
That's why I wouldn't recommend that. Yes.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to confirm. You said it's 4 courses out of the ground?
I want to say 4 courses. I don't know if you might remember. I haven't been there in a little bit. I was waiting on some of those measurements for if this got approved. But I want to say 4 courses of block.
Okay.
It's
that would put you at about 36 inches above the ground then.
Yeah, 4 or 5. I wanted to overestimate so that you weren't like, oh, wow, that's
yeah.
So tall. But somewhere in that 48-inch, you know, category.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
I apologize. Sure. I forgot to ask. The rear shed that's there, we are also seeking a variance for that. That was something staff caught in looking at this. The shed on the other side of the house, it's
okay.
1.1 feet from the rear side property line. It should be, it's 3.9 feet. It should be 5 feet. Is that, are you familiar with that shed?
I am not, as
okay.
I was just here for this variance.
Okay.
So I'm not familiar with measurements or dimensions or anything.
Okay. Perhaps maybe the applicant would be, if I see, I don't know if these are the applicants, but if one of them maybe want to come up and maybe answer some questions about that. Just because we're trying to clean up the record, want to make sure we have something
sure.
about the shed. So I'll need your name and address, ma'am.
Carolyn Pellucci, 37009 Pintail Drive, Selbyville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. So the shed that we're talking about would be the rear shed on the other side of the property, and it looks like it's 3.9 feet from the side property line. Do you recall when that was placed?
I married my husband. He had the house. He died of cancer, and I bought it. So that was all there before.
So prior owner had placed it there.
Yeah.
Is it something that's easily moved, or is it's kind of set in where it should be due to his age? Right. Has there been any complaints about that shed?
No, I'm kind of shocked it's not 5 feet.
Yeah, when we look at these as staff, we will often try to pick up other items to make sure there are other structures that need a variance. And this was something that was caught, which was why we advertised for existing and proposed structures. So thank you. I have no further questions.
I just want to say my lot's very unique in the fact that they put the house in the middle, and our lots are 50 by 100. So I have a backyard I can't even use. It floods all the time. It's always wet. So the front yard you can't use either. So that's why I wanted to that.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Sharp?
No.
You may have a seat, sir.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Whole panel, turn this off for you guys.
Most people forget to turn it on, so I appreciate that. I had a cup of coffee before I got here. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12855 for Ms. Carolyn Colucci?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12855 for Mrs. Carolyn Colucci and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12855 for Carolyn Colucci. For the request of variances pending a final written decision based upon the record and made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions due to the flooding. I believe the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Again, the flooding in the yard, not being able to use it. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And I do believe this represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So the vote of 5-0, your case is approved. What would y'all like to talk about for the next 9 minutes? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.